All right. What's the name of our school? Yeah, you got it all four words, right? Cross Creek Christian School. What's that third word mean? Christian, what's it mean? That's good. What's it mean? What? Following Christ. That's what we're here. Right, we're following Christ. I hope you know that being a Christian is not a complicated thing. It really isn't. It's very simple. That's why Jesus said about kids one time, you know, they were telling kids, you got to keep away from Jesus. He said, no, let them come, for of such is the kingdom of God. Got to be like little kids. That's what Jesus said. In fact, another time he said, you can't even enter the kingdom of God until you become like one of these little kids. So he's saying it's not complicated to enter the kingdom of God. Okay, that's really important to remember. But through the years, the author of confusion, who's that? Satan, the devil, yeah. He's created a lot of confusion about this thing that really is pretty simple. It's kind of amazing. Some people think they know what the gospel is, but they really don't. And some people get confused about who Jesus is. And some people get confused about what grace is. And some people get confused about what faith is. Some people get confused about what God is like. Some people get confused about what sin is or how serious sin is. There are all kinds of areas where people can get confused. Some people think they're trusting Jesus when they really aren't. And some people really are trusting Jesus and yet they're plagued with doubts about whether they're really saved. So he's created a lot of confusion. And many years ago, I learned a really good way to explain the gospel to people. And it's called Evangelism Explosion, or EE. Are any of you familiar with Evangelism Explosion? Anybody in here heard of it at all? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A few of you have heard of it. Okay. Some churches probably are still using it. A lot of churches used to use it. Seems like not as many are using it as used to use it. But it's a great way to learn how to share the gospel. And maybe over the next 2 or 3 chapel services, I don't know how this is going to pan out, I'm going to share some of it with you. I have 2 reasons for doing this. One, I want to make sure if you have doubts about your own salvation, and that could mean you're really saved and just struggling with assurance, or it could mean you're really not a Christian, I hope this will help you get things straight. Second, what I really hope it will do is give you some good tips for sharing with other people, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to tell other people the good news about Jesus and how they can come to know Jesus too. And so this is a way to do that. And there's several good things about it. There's an outline, there's some scriptures, and there's some great illustrations, and I'm going to share a lot of that with you. It starts with 2 diagnostic questions, but before I go there, I want to pray and ask God to help us understand what we're about to look at, okay? So, Father, I want to thank you. Thank you for these sweet songs we've sung together. Thank you for Amanda leading us, Lord. Help us to learn how to worship you better. And even those of us, Lord, who don't have very good voices, help us to use the voice we've got to worship you the best we can. We want to learn how to do that well. And Lord, today, as I share these things, I pray you would help me to communicate clearly and help us to listen well, help us to stay teachable, help us to learn what you want us to learn so that we can be more effective in sharing the gospel with others, and so we can also have the assurance in our own hearts that we really are part of your family, that we're your kids, that we belong to you, that we're trusting Jesus. And Lord, if there's some kids here maybe who've never really done that, maybe who just kind of went through the motions or something like that, Lord, I pray that very soon, maybe today, they would commit themselves to Christ and become followers of Jesus also. You're in charge of this, Lord. We want you to be, and we want you to get glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, EE starts with 2 diagnostic questions. Do you know what diagnosis means? If you go to a doctor and they give you a diagnosis, do you know what that means? Don't know? Anybody want to hazard a guess? What? Tell you what's wrong. Yeah, they're telling you what's wrong with you. So these help us diagnose where people are. They're diagnostic questions. They help people evaluate where they are spiritually. It's kind of like you go to a doctor, you get to evaluate where you are physically, medically. Well, this helps people evaluate where they are spiritually. So the first diagnostic question is this. And by the way, you kind of work your way into this. You know, you might ask somebody, you know, we've been friends for a while, but we haven't talked about spiritual things. Are you interested in spiritual things at all? And if they say, yeah, sort of, you could ask this question. Well, have you come to the place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that you have eternal life? That is, you know for certain that if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven? That's a good diagnostic question. Tell me what you think some common answers to that might be. What do you think people might say? Yes. That's one answer. That's the answer you'd like to hear, right? Yes. What else might you hear? No. Yes, some people might say, no, I just haven't. What else? Some people may say, I don't even believe in God. Yeah, I don't believe in heaven. Yeah, that's another answer you get. What else could you hear? I think so. I think so. And there's one really close to that that I think I've heard more than any of those other answers. You want to guess what it is? I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I'm thinking of one other thing. I hope so. That's the one I hear. It seems like most often. I hope so. I hope so. I really hope so. Some people will say, I don't think anybody can know that. Some people say, no, I know I wouldn't go to heaven. I'll go straight to hell. I've had people tell me that. So you get a lot of different answers. Most people say, I don't know, or I hope so, or I don't know if anybody can know or not. You know, I'm not sure anybody can really know that. You might say, well, you know what? There's something interesting. God tells us in the Bible that we can know. There's a verse in the Bible, 1 John 5:13, might be a good memory verse for you. These things I've written unto you. John's talking about what he's written in his letter in 1 John. These things I've written unto you, that you might believe on the name of the Son of God, and that you may know, there's the key word, see it underlined up there, that you may know that you have eternal life. John says, I want you to know that you're going to go to heaven. There's a way for you to know. There's a way for you to be sure. And so for people who say, I didn't think you could be sure, well, God says you can. So I'd like to show you how, if you'd like to hear this. And most people say, well, sure, go ahead. And then you can say, well, I got one more question for you. Second diagnostic question, if you don't mind. Let me ask you one more question. Suppose something were to happen to you and you were to die today. And suppose you found yourself standing before God. And suppose he were to ask you, why should I let you in? Why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say to God? How many of you heard that question before? Several of you have. It's a pretty good question to ask. Now let me ask you this. What do you think are the kinds of answers you get to this? What do you think some people might say? What? I was a good person. You hear that a lot. I would tell God I've been good. I think I've been basically a good person. You hear that a lot. What else might you hear? Okay. Yeah. They might say, hey, I've done a lot for God. I've worked in the church. I've done a lot of good things for God. That's something else you might hear. What else might you hear? Yes. I hear that more than any other answer. Man, I don't know. I don't know what I would say to God. I'm going to talk about that one in just a second. There's one other answer that I hear a lot too, and it's kind of related to what you've already said, I guess. But a lot of people say, well, I'm just doing the best I can. Kind of goes along with I hope so on the earlier question, you know. But when people say, I don't know, what we like to do is try to get them to think about that a little bit. So you can ask some follow-up questions like, okay, I know you probably haven't written a theological paper on it or anything, but just off the top of your head, what do you think you might say to God? It's the same thing, you know, just ask, backing off a little bit. What do you think you might say? And most of the time, people who've said, I don't know to the first one, will say, I don't know to that either. I don't know. I just don't know. And then you could say, well, let's take the spotlight off you for a minute. What do you think the general requirements are for anybody to get to heaven? You know, you've probably been to church some. You've probably read the Bible some. You've probably heard some sermons and Sunday school lessons maybe in your life. What do you think the Bible says are the general requirements for people to get to heaven? And see what they say to that. Sometimes they'll answer that best they can. Sometimes they'll still say, I don't know. And at that point, you could say something like, you know, Jesus told a parable one time about a guy who got to a wedding feast, but he didn't have the right garments. And Jesus was talking about the fact that we need to have his righteousness if we're going to be in his kingdom. And he said, this guy came to the wedding feast without any wedding garments. And the master of the feast came up and said, what are you doing here? You don't have the right wedding garments. And the Bible says the guy was speechless. He didn't know. And he got thrown out. And so the point is, if somebody says, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, then that's a good reason to say, well, you know what? It's a pretty important question. I think you'd agree. It'd be good for us to have an answer. Do you mind if I share with you how you can know for certain, how you can have an answer? So those are diagnostic questions that help people understand where they are in their spiritual lives. Are you saved or are you not saved? Are you unsaved and you know you're not saved? Or are you saved maybe and maybe lack assurance? Are you assuming you're a Christian when you really aren't? Are you secure in your relationship to Christ? Those questions help people figure that out. But if the answer to that question indicates that it would really be good for them to hear the gospel, then at that point, we're going to share the gospel with them. Usually I ask permission. I'll say, well, you know what? When we started talking about this stuff, I was hoping I might have something good to share with you. I think I've got maybe the best news you've ever heard. Is it okay for me to share that with you? And most of the time they'll say, sure. And depending on how much time you got, then you can start talking about these things. And it may take a while. But let me just show you real quickly an outline of the gospel that we use in Evangelism Explosion. What I want to do in future times here, I'm going to stop right now after I show you this outline, but I want us to go through each of these points one by one to make sure you really understand this. This is basic Christianity. This is basic gospel. And you need to make sure you understand it. But there are scriptures and there are illustrations that will help you with all of this. So here's the outline. There are 5 points in the outline. The first one is about grace. Grace, heaven is a free gift. It's not something you can earn or deserve. It's a free gift. That's very important. The second one, man is a sinner. We're all sinners. And man cannot save himself. Those points are very important for people to understand. The third one is God. God is merciful. God is love. He doesn't want to punish us, but God is just. And he's righteous and he's holy and he's got to punish sin. He can't allow sin to go unpunished. That's our problem. He loves us, but he hates our sin. The fourth point is about Jesus. We got to know who he is. A lot of people get confused about that these days. And we got to know what he did. He's the infinite God-man. He's God in the flesh. And he died on the cross to pay for our sins. And we need to be able to explain that to people. And then we need to be able to explain faith, because there's a lot of confusion about faith. They got to know what it is not. A lot of people think they have faith, but they don't. They have something substituting for faith. And other people have got it, but they don't quite understand it. And we got to know what is not, and we got to know what it is, trusting Jesus alone for our salvation. So in days to come here in chapel, I want to go through some of this, share some scriptures, share some illustrations. I think you'll find the illustrations really helpful to help people understand what the gospel is all about, okay? Let's pray one more time. Father, we're talking about the most important thing we could talk about, and that's how we can have a relationship with you through Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would use us as a school and us as individuals as we talk to people out there that we run into, that you'd help us to be sensitive to the fact that they may or may not know you, and that you might use us to help them come to know you in a personal way. Lord, I pray you'd help all of our students to get better and better equipped to share the gospel effectively and accurately so that we won't mislead anybody. We'll just lead them into your truth. Please, Lord, don't let us get to making this too complicated. Lord, help us to remember what we learned at the beginning. That is that you told us very clearly that we have to be like little kids to come into the kingdom of God. We just have to trust you like a child. But Lord, we know it has to be genuine. It can't be something confused or something misleading or something fake or hypocritical. So Lord, search our hearts. Help us to make sure we're trusting you. If there's anybody doubting that, Lord, help them to realize they can talk to any of us and we'll try to help them with it. But I pray that in future chapel sessions, we'll learn more and more about your wonderful gospel. Thank you so much for giving this to us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for teaching us. Help us to keep growing stronger in Jesus. Help us to bring you a lot of glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.